Hey, we have a VIP podcast that we do every day. It's called Extra Extra Funny, and it is for subscribers to TJ Riggins Prime Plus. Now, you can get signed up for that at tjriggins.com/prime, and you get all kinds of benefits, including the Extra Extra Funny podcast every day. So what we've done is we've got an example here of what happens every Friday on Extra Extra Funny. You find it to be extra, extra funny, please go get signed up. So this is what we do every Friday, the one-star strip club reviews on Extra, Extra Funny. Enjoy.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar, this is the Extra, Extra Funny podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. Doke. This is the Friday edition of Extra Extra Funny, so that means that I did not forget this week, because, and Riggins won't remind me if I'm going past and he knows that I don't remember that to do the one-star strip club reviews. He won't remind me, because then that way he's already got the work done for the next week.
It's true. Listen, if you're on a tear, let the man do his magic. I'm not going to get in your way.
Yeah, did we forget it last week, or was it the week before?
Maybe the week before. Yeah, anyway. We've forgotten a couple times. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. So every Friday we do the one-star strip club reviews, and it is great. Let's just see if today measures up.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't. I got a couple here. Yeah. Start in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at a place called Showgirls 3.
Fort Wayne has three showgirls?
I believe there are two other showgirls, at least. Who knew? Josh left a one-star review. Got a lifetime ban for touching a dancer's dollar bills on stage, putting them into a nice stack after guys were just throwing them. I went outside to smoke, and the doorman came outside and threatened me and robbed me, saying if I didn't give him all my cash, he was calling the cops. Trying to be nice. Stacking. Yeah. Keep your hands off the... What are you doing? You should have gotten your ass whipped. Stop touching the money. I'm stacking them up into piles for.
Well, I'm wondering, though, if he's got some sort of an OCD quality about him, or he was thinking... I'm being nice, and so she's going to be appreciative of that.
Yeah, well,
and she'll come talk to me.
Touching somebody else's money is a good way to get your ass whipped. Right,
especially at a strip club. God.
They got people trained to just beat you up at the door. We'll go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at a place called Show and Tell. Tom left a one-star review. Would you like to pay a $40 minimum on a shitty warm beer? Would you like to pay a stupid amount of money just to walk in the door and find the place empty and sad on a Friday night? Would you like a dancer to rip the money you're getting out of the ATM out of your hand and put it in her purse? Then this is the club for you. Do not go here. Go to any other strip club. One star.
$40 minimum.
$40
minimum. At the bar.
Yeah, on a, like a drink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum purchase, $40. But that's pretty egregious. I mean, I know those strippers stand around the ATMs. A lot of guys have said that, and they just kind of hover there. But to take it right out of his hands.
They do? I didn't know that.
That's what he says. I mean, that's just robbery.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that the strippers will huddle around the ATM.
A lot of people have said that. They just kind of hover. As they watch you walk over to the ATM, they kind of follow you and hover. So...
I guess so. Wherever you go from that point, they're going to follow you and say, hey, I know you got fresh cash.
Yeah.
Let me dance.
They're turning on the charm. Then we'll go to South Salt Lake, Utah, at a place called the Exotic Kitty. Again, I didn't even know they had strip clubs. This is by far the worst gentleman's club I've ever been to. If you decide to go, you will regret it. I promise you. The second you set foot through the door, you will be hassled and hounded and hustled and harassed. It's a Dr. Seuss. By everyone in the club, from the dancers to the cocktail waitresses, even the cashier who give you ones. They will immediately come up to you and demand you buy them drinks and lap dances and tip them, even though they weren't doing anything or dancing in the first place. The dancers will hound you relentlessly for dances and will not leave you alone for 1 second. The girls will call you cheap and scared if you say you don't want to dance. Even if you have already bought dances and tipped the dancers on stage. It's just a terrible place. You can have a customer one time and try to squeeze every red penny out of them and push them and hustle them. And then you will never see them again. Or you can treat them with respect and honesty and have a repeat customer who will come to you anytime they have a need for the rest of their lives. One star. It's poetic. They have any need for the rest of their lives. Yeah. This place is the kind that is not looking for repeat customers.
Right. Now, I want to make a fortune. I just don't want to make it off one person.
That's exactly right.
You know, that's the motto they need to have over there.
That guy in the mobile home guy. Well, yeah. I mean, this is like teach a man to fish.
Yeah. God. And you notice there's so many of these strip club patrons who are basically their business professionals, like business experts.
Oh, yeah. You know,
how to operate a business.
Yeah. And they try to turn on the so stupid.
You know what? They should hire him as a business analyst an analysis of the whole place.
You guys got it all wrong. we're in the business of repeat customers, okay?
And it just trips me out whenever they're called gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah, I mean, where are the gentlemen?
Yeah.
We'll go to Desires in Providence, Rhode Island. A poor attempt for adult entertainment in Providence, Rhode Island. Between the ratio of male to females, mostly frequented by men, and the maze they got going on the first floor, the experience was beyond awful. No entertainers in sight, just walking around in circles to get a glimpse of the stage and the outside patio that makes one feel as they just joined a homeless encampment under the I-95 corridor. Join the flock at Cadillac, because I will never desire coming back. Plus, the bright lights are not doing anyone a favor in there. One star. So, gives a shout out to the Cadillac. So I thought, well, let's go check that out. We'll go to the Cadillac Lounge, also in Providence, Rhode Island. I attended the amateur night contest tonight, where the top prize was awarded to a participant that was anything but an amateur.
Exactly.
Yes, her dancing was top-notch, but it should not be for someone who actually teaches exotic dancing. A true shame and disheartening to all the true amateur girls that showed up tonight only to see an experienced professional get the top prize in this contest meant for amateurs. One star.
They always complain about that. I mean, that's just like, you know, a drugging scandal. Man. You know, in the major leagues, so if you're having an amateur contest and a professional and a ringer is in there, it is not fair.
Bullshit.
To the other girls.
And I love he's being the white knight.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go back the next week and be like, did you see what I wrote on Yelp? I said it was bullshit. Like they're going to be like, thank you so much.
You know what? What I imagine that they do, because there are usually cash prizes in that, right?
Yeah.
For those contests. They probably have a deal with another club somewhere around that says, hey, we're having an amateur night. You got any of your girls that might want to pick up some extra money? We could borrow them for the night.
Sure.
To come over there.
One time they had a amateur contest and the prize was a $50 gift card to Outback Steakhouse. I don't know if you remember that. It was a while ago. Kind of crazy. Then we'll go to the Dallas, Texas, at the men's club. Tony left a one-star review. This is supposed to be an entertaining spot. Not. Love that. Bring that back.
Psych.
Not. Oh, you're really cool. Not. That needs to make a big comeback. I also noticed that they hire lots of white women. So you want me to believe that there's no beautiful brown women available in Dallas? That alone threw me off. We all like variety. The dances were just like the dancers. Flat asses, stick figures, and no rhythm. Overpriced drinks, subpar breakfast, lazy waitresses, the list goes on and on. If you're one of the ones that says, I had a great time, I'm going to advise you to travel the world and reassess your comments on this dive. It's 2023. Diversity. Do better, you guys. One star.
And they always, because we get that complaint all the time.
Yeah.
You know, all you got's white girls. And,
yeah.
But do they imagine that there are other races of women coming in there applying that are so hot, but the club owners are just saying, no, we can't have any Latinas in here.
Yeah, I think so.
No, we're not hiring her.
Yeah.
I know she's a beautiful ebony princess and would bring in lots of customers to see her, but we're just not doing it.
Yeah.
Only white women.
A lot of these one-star reviews accuse of racism.
Yeah.
So.
But then they don't think if a place is that bad, they're not exactly going to have women beating down the door to come work there that are, you know, right. top quality dancers.
It's not the girls. It's like right. the rats running through and the subpar breakfast.
If you're complaining about the quality of a strip club breakfast, you need to reevaluate your life, not the people at the strip club. They may need to, but you need to get in there with them in the reevaluation.
The scrambled eggs were overcooked.
So I was eating breakfast before I went to church Sunday morning.
Yeah. The grits were too gritty.
Lumpy gravy.
Yeah, exactly. Then we'll go to the Gold Club in San Francisco, California. Many come to clubs like this if their spouse is rejecting them. Went to this club to feel welcomed by someone and not alone. I paid good money. Only one of the girls knew how to treat a customer. She sat and chatted and flirted. Like at every other club I've been to, there's a big reason we pay to come. Many such clubs, the girls have more finesse, and they're flirty, and they like to party, and they like to talk a while, and at least make their customers feel alive. She was nice and gradual, and patient, and worked it. And I rewarded her with an astronomically high $140 for 3 lap dances. The rest of the girls didn't bother to sit down or ask my name and just take 5 seconds of their valuable time to just come up. And then they just went straight for asking $500 private dances and then scoffed when immediately not accepted. Manners, please. We paid to be there and at least get to talk to some pretty girls. Know how to treat a customer. I spent good money to go home feeling rejected. Oh, I can get that for free at home.
Wow. So what's more pathetic, the pervert or the guy that goes in there and complains because they didn't pay him enough attention emotionally?
What's more pathetic? I mean,
come on.
Question of the year. I mean, what's more pathetic? The emotional thing, it seems pathetic to me.
Yeah.
I understand it, but it's just so sad. That there, he as he says, there's so many guys who just go there to just not feel alone.
Dejected or rejected or ignored. You couldn't even share 5 seconds of your precious time.
Yeah.
Even acknowledge me.
Yeah. And you don't like to party at all. I thought you liked to party. You don't.
What was the list of stuff? She did this, she did that.
They have more finesse and they flirt and they like to party and talk a while and at least make the customers feel alive. Holy cow.
You say it, work it.
Work it. Yeah, work it. That was another place. Yeah, I mean, this is, yeah, super crazy.
And he said, did he say he did go in there alone or didn't go in alone?
Yeah, he went in there alone.
Right, okay.
Went to this club to feel welcomed by someone and not alone.
It's like, I want to spend the night with a stranger who loves me. I mean, what the hell?
I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah. And he has to live in San Francisco.
And that too, yeah, exactly.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.